Hi, I'm a contact tracer with the state of Alaska, and I'm hoping that you have some time to talk to me today.
That's Chris Knutson, demonstrating how she'd start a contact tracing call from her office in the basement of her Anchorage home. There is an art to it.
I don't want to sound commanding. I want to smile and be the nice grandma. The person you don't want to hang up on.
Knutson is 68 years old and a retired University of Alaska Anchorage professor who decided to join UAA's contact tracing team over the summer.
My mom was a public health nurse out in Bethel. And yes, so I heard about the tuberculosis epidemic growing up. This was a big deal. You know, when this came along, I kind of felt like I would like to do something.
UAA is one of a patchwork of organizations across the state employing people to call Alaskans infected with the virus, to tell them they need to stay home, to ask about their symptoms, to see who they've recently spent time with. Health officials have described contact tracing as critical to help contain the spread of the coronavirus. But as the number of infections soars in Alaska, contact tracers, including Knutson, are feeling the strain.
You know, I never would have thought that we would be getting 600 cases a day. That's just insane. So the sense that I don't want to leave my team behind. I want to make one more phone call.
For weeks, health leaders have warned that the continuing surge in coronavirus cases is overwhelming Alaska's contact tracers. The tracers can no longer call the close contacts of every Alaskan infected with the disease like they did earlier in the pandemic. Also, the tracers aren't trying to figure out the source of the infection for each Alaskan like they once were. Leaders of the contact tracing teams say they're seeing more burnout and more turnover. The job was already hard, even without the rapid rise in cases. Knutson has had people hang up on her, block her number, tell her the virus isn't real.
They're telling their members of their family who are sick, they're telling them that. It's a hoax. It's just the flu. Get over yourself, you know. And you're kind of like,
Knutson also talks to Alaskans who are scared about telling their employer they can't come into work or who don't know who's going to take care of their kids if they're supposed to isolate away from them.
Wake up at 3 a.m. and you're going, oh, what about this family? What about this?
And there are the Alaskans who are really, really sick. The increase in hospitalization statewide is reflected in Knutson's calls.
We have had more calls where there is a relative in the hospital, you know, or two relatives in the hospital, or your call is answered by the spouse at home while the other spouse is in the hospital. And that's really tough.
All of the challenges aside, Knutson says what keeps her going are all of the stories of tracers making a difference. They've identified clusters of cases and work to help get them under control. They've heard Alaskans struggling to breathe over the phone and advise them to get to a doctor. Knutson says even just getting thanked makes the job worth it. In Anchorage, I'm Tegan Hanlon.